Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, and you can find me at eroscoaching.com. That's eroscoaching.com. And today's show is really, really special because this is the last show of the year, and I am committed to deliver every single episode as much as I can. And I wouldn't miss this show for anything. I have been away, and I was away in Philippines for a week, and then I was away for 2 weeks in India, and I mentioned this in the last week's show. And I am going to be doing a recap for the seventh time of all the past 13 episodes that we've had. And just before we go into that, I want to talk a little bit about my milestones of 2016. And this includes being able to present for the first time at the Sydney Festival of Really Good Sex in January this year. And that fundamentally changed the way I practice. It created a big paradigm shift for me. I started to not see myself as just a Singaporean sexuality educator based in Singapore, and started to dream about becoming an international presenter and speaker when it comes to sexuality. And so in October, I went back to Sydney, was represented by the same promoter for the Really Good Sex. And next year, I'll be there for a month. I'll be presenting five workshops at the Sydney Festival of Really Good Sex, and I'll be staying. So the week after that, I'll be running some of my own workshops in Sydney, and in the fourth week that I'm there, I'm going to be supporting their very first retreat called the Sexual Wilderness Retreat. So if you're interested, do look it up. Just do a very quick Google search, and you can find out about the festival if you're interested in it. What is interesting about this festival, because I've attended many things in my life so far relating to sex, lots of workshops and trainings. The difference about the Festival of Really Good Sex is it brings together all kinds of different presenters. And the curator, who is my friend, Peter Benke, has been very careful in making sure there's a great diversity of topics this year, including disability. And it's a really good program. You can just look at it. It, of course, includes BDSM, and I'm going to be teaching sexual techniques, orgasmic yoga. The workshops will be experiential. I have done this year some presentations in different hospitals and institutions as usual. I've had a lot of training this year, and I also met my teacher mentor, Laurie Handlers, for the first time, went with her to India. I was interviewed on several podcasts this year, and I was part of three telesummits, including one that I co-hosted with my friend, Robbie Virgo. I moved office this year, and I also introduced some workshops this year, some new workshops that I hadn't done before. And in November last month, I released my free What is Normal Sex video series. And it's basically a three-part video series where I address some commonly asked questions about sex, including that what's normal, what is normal sex, what is normal sexual frequency, and of course, what is normal sexual ejaculation duration. I get asked these three questions a lot. If you're interested to watch these three videos, you can go to eroscoaching.com/normal-sex. That's eroscoaching.com /normal-sex. There's no catch, no sales, no nothing. From time to time, I do put out educational videos. So if you're interested, do check out that website. So pretty much very quickly covered in a nutshell my big accomplishments for the year. And let's go on to the show proper. Today, we'll be doing a summary of the past 13 episodes. I do this because it's a little bit of like a cheat sheet for people who are interested to, from there, listen to the show proper. Some people don't have the time to listen to every single episode, and they want to know what I think about the shows, and also it's an opportunity for me to reflect on my past shows. So without further ado, let's go into episode 89 on the September 22nd. On that show, I talked about my best sex stories. What actually happened was that a guest pulled out. Usually some people don't even want to talk about that. I don't mind. So that guest pulled out, and what I did was I decided, instead of getting a guest last minute, I decided to share my very best sex stories. And contrary to the title, it's not actually about sex per se. It's more about my sexual experiences that experiences in my life that has contributed to my sex attitude. And for a big part of that show, I talked about how my mom contributed to my attitude and my curiosity around sex, around masturbation. And then I talked about my training, how it affected my attitude towards porn, relationships, aging, and disability. I also talked about my sex attitude to oral sex. So that episode has actually been quite popular because I usually take my show and I put it on my own YouTube channel just as a repost. And that episode in particular has really been listened to quite a bit. So you might be interested to look for that episode, episode 89. You can find every single one of my episodes easily, quickly, at a glance by doing a quick Google search, Eros Evolution at a Glance. And on that link, on that page, I have over time, over the last 2 years, been putting up every single show on that page. So what happens is you just need to scroll down and you'll be able to find the link to the show. So that makes it really easy and convenient for most people. In episode 29, that's episode 90, the show title is Come Hither, Calling Forth the Gash. And this is by my colleague, Veronica Rivani, and that's Italian name. So she, in that show, talks about female ejaculation, and she explains how fun exploration and anatomy is much more than gender and orientation, while giving specific techniques to encourage squirting with those for those with a vulva. And she, in that show, talked about what is female ejaculation, what causes female ejaculation, and the techniques that she recommends might work for you. She also shared her personal story and experience with her own female ejaculation experience 2 years ago. What she did was she watched porn, she was doing sexting, she really built up her sexual arousal for a long time, and then she used the Hitachi Magic Wand. If you don't know, it's a very strong vibrator. She was using it on her clit, and she also used another toy called the Pure Wand to find her G-spot, that's for vaginal insertion. And after several orgasms, she then had that experience. So that, contrary to what a lot of people think, female ejaculation is not just something that happens with the touch of a button. It's not just about that. You really need very strong arousal in order for that to happen. So for people who would like to hear more about female ejaculation or learn more from Veronica, then do check out episode 90. In episode 91, October 6th, I was in Sydney, and the sound was really bad. The connection was bad. I was, of course, staying with my festival organizer, and we talked about sex coaching and why we need it with Maisha Battle. What happened? The sound was bad. So it would be really challenging for listeners to listen to that particular show. We tried many things, but the sound was a big issue. So I'm going to get Maisha back onto my show in January next year, January, February next year. And so I hope to make it up to her. In that show, she talked about the field of sex coaching, what it is and what it isn't and who it's for. She's a feminist. She's also a sex educator like myself. And she believes that sex coaching is the way for a wide spectrum of people to gain access to non-judgmental help and support they need to be sexually fulfilled. And you can definitely Google Maisha Battle. She has her own podcast, which I have been on. And you may want to follow her work, even though that particular episode isn't that great in sound. But you may still be interested to check out her work. So we're going to come up to a break in about 1 minute or two's time. So in today's episode, this is the seventh time I am doing a summary of all my past shows. And I'll be summarizing all 13 shows for you today. And I also be just now was sharing about my milestones of 2016. So what have been your milestones for 2016? If you go to my website, you will be able to find that I've listed every single one of my milestones. Every year, what I do is at the end of the year, I will go through every single day of the year, the weeks, the months, and really look at the achievements that I've accomplished along the way. It's a good time to reflect about what I unconsciously manifested. A lot of times, enter the year with the best of intentions, but things kind of just take on a life of its own, and many times I don't even pause for a break and don't realize what's going on. So it's good to have a time of reflection. So more after this break on Arrow's Evolution. Stay tuned.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is Dr. Martha Tara Lee of Eros Coaching, and you can find me at eroscoaching.com. This is Eros Evolution. We are on the OM Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you can listen to the show without needing to download any app. Okay, in today's show, I am summarizing our past 13 episodes, and this is the last show of 2016. Very glad that you're here listening to the show. And I'm going to move on and talk about episode 92 on October 13. This was when I was still in Sydney. And so, because I had really bad internet connection when I was there, so I decided to get Emma Jory to do the show by herself with no host. And she did a really good job. She talked about how to flatten your lower tummy the right way. That's right. This is the show title. How to flatten your lower tummy in the right way. And it's a pretty unusual show for me to have on this show because Eros Evolution always explores the link between our sexuality and spirituality. And this really is really about body image and relating to how people feel around their tummy. But if you think about our tummy, it is a very important source of our power center. This is where some people have a rubber tire, and that cuts off the connection between their body, their genitals, and with their heart. And when you have this big tire around your tummy, it does cut off your life force energy and is literally making it impossible for people to feel and have more ecstatic experiences. So strengthening your core, your tummy, is actually a big part of being healthy, being sexy, being positive, being vibrant, juicy, yummy. Okay, so in this episode, I understand that the recording was cut off and the first part was cut off. So that makes the second part really difficult to understand. So I'm going to have Emma Jory come back on Eros Evolution next year. She is, of course, as you begin to start to get an idea of, she is a Pilates and health specialist. So she can be found at epilatesonline.com. And when you go to her website, you can sign up for her free 6-day body toning series. And if there's something that she does really well, she really utilizes the online platform very well. She's loving, she's beautiful, she's kind, and she's based in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. And so I was very fortunate to have had the opportunity to meet with her in person. She's lovely, lovely. And so if you're interested in Pilates and strengthening your core based on the little things that I talked about, then do go to epilatesonline.com and subscribe to her free 6-day body toning series. I can't really recommend you the show per se because the recording, you know, was cut off. So you can still try listening to it. Just, you know, just know that I did give you the heads up. That's episode 92. I was back in Singapore in episode 93, and that was October 20, and I talked about the secrets of female sexual arousal with Sherry Winston. Let me tell you that Sherry Winston has an award-winning book, and she is very, very well-regarded in the field of sexuality, and I had been trying to get her onto this show for some time. So I was very happy that she came on this show, and let me tell you, she was fabulous. I loved her and her show so much that I actually, after the show, did a video interview series with her. It's a 3-part video series, and it is available on my YouTube channel, and you can find me at YouTube. Let me find the link to my YouTube channel, and it is Dr. Martha Lee. That's one word, DR, that's Dr. Martha Lee, and that's my YouTube channel. If you go to my YouTube channel and you look at my uploads, you will find a 3-part series that I did with Sherry Winston. During the show, she talked about the erectile tissue that women have in their vagina, and she talks about the parts that gynecologists don't even know about. And it is very true. They really don't have a lot of time in their medical training to study the female anatomy extensively. So Sherry Winston knows what she's talking about because she was a nurse for many years. And she has this amazing book that I talked about in the show. And I'm not going to take all that away from her. I really recommend listening to the show. She talks about, she introduced a new term to me, premature penetration. We know about premature ejaculation. This is when a man ejaculates sooner than he would like. However, we don't really know about premature penetration. And it's really about people who are being penetrated or penetrating somebody with a vulva faster than they are ready for. And what this happens is causes, of course, pain, and it's kind of a shock to the system of and also trauma. So in the show, she the last 15 minutes was really precious because she really addressed a pressing question that I have. Because I work with a lot of women who have vaginismus. This is a condition that happens when a woman's vagina tenses up, making penetration difficult or impossible. I also work with a lot of women who have low sex drive, who have difficulties with sexual arousal, and therefore have pain during sex. And so what happens is that premature penetration really needs to be something to be talked about. A lot of men don't have that much sex education, and it's very important that both men and women get as much sex education as they possibly can in this day and age. There are many, many free resources that you could tap into. For instance, this radio show is one. Then there are online YouTube channels and videos. Sexplanation is a really good one that I love. And then I put out also free video series as well. Okay, moving on to episode 92. That's on October 27. This is when I got my friend, a new friend in Singapore, who is now based in Singapore. His name is Prescott Gaylord. And the show title is Sex Meets Comedy and Comedy Meets Sex. Prescott Gaylord, he is an improv comedian and host of the 4Play Sex and Comedy show. In the show, he talked about the intersection of humor and sex education. And he feels that we have sucked the fun out of sex education or sex, that it's become so serious, it's not fun at all. And that becomes a barrier to those people who sex education is trying to reach out to get the message. And he feels that comedians need good sex information as well, so that they can be responsible in providing adult sex education in the form of being able to make light of sex. And he feels that sex educators should enroll in improv class, because in improv, they always have this attitude of yes and dot dot dot. There's this attitude of acceptance, of going with the flow. In improv, it's unscripted. And he is passionate about the intersection between the two. So if you are interested to learn from Prescott, then please tune in to episode 94. In episode 95, the ebb and flow of female and male ejaculation. Again, this episode is talking about ejaculation. However, it is talking about it from the perspective of Tantra. I had with me my repeat guests. They've been on the show previously, Don Beck and Gerard Getz. And I like them a lot. I like this couple a lot. In the Tantra world, not a lot of couples are monogamous. And they are monogamous, they are sex educators, they teach Tantra together, they work alongside each other, so they're business partners as well. And I really like the energy that they bring to the show by being a couple themselves. In the show, they talked about how women can learn ways to invite their divine nectar or amrata. And it talks about, in that show, trust. Orgastic states of being, that's not a word I made up, that's a word that they gave me, orgasm, pleasure, goddess energy, dreams, desires, and manifestations to the sacred invitation. Also talks about sacred water pathways, and then Gerard was the one who covered the part about male ejaculation. Orgasms, a lot of men do not know that they can have choice and control when it comes to their ejaculation, and how learning how to prolong their ejaculation or not having an ejaculation at all will allow them to attain full body orgasms, increase their ability to ejaculate at the time that they choose. And they dispelled some myths around recirculating and celebrating of energy. And they talked about giving the ability to training that give the men permission to choose and also to not be so attached to their choice. This is something that I find a lot of my clients are not ready to hear until they are much older. As men become more older, they become really worried about their sexual performance. What's going to happen if their penis doesn't work one day? And that is usually the time when they are really interested and willing to learn about Tantra and really learn about sex the way women have always wanted sex to be, which is slow down. And when a man is caught out with in fear, in his ejaculation, in his erection, it's very difficult for them to stay present with their partner. And so this episode will be very interesting for both people with penises and people with vulvas to really learn about what it means to prolong your pleasure. So this episode is very interesting, and it also talks about why we don't love our bodies enough. And so we did delve into other topics as well, just to give you a quick heads up. Why we don't love our body, no model to love our body. We don't have role models. Two, we have no time. We just keep going on this go, 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 and so we don't take the time to really pause and focus on the sacredness of our body. Third, we are always trying to have this relationship with our bodies when we had in college. And the body we had in college and the body we have now is very different. Our body goes through changes. And instead of rediscovering the new body that we have, we keep focusing on the body that we used to have. And we think that there's something wrong because of that. The show also talked about this spectrum of body relationship, and it's very interesting to listen to this show. So more after this break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
And I'm Susan Schuler.
And I'm Carrie Ann Larson.
And we are
the Psychic Angel Channelers
from Angel Talk Tuesday.
Tune in every week at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Bathe in a beautiful vibrational frequency to help you heal, expand, and remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS. Or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
And welcome to the part two of today's show. I'm summarizing all past 13 episodes of Arrow's Evolution. And this is the seventh time I'm doing a summary. And the show has well gone into the second year by now. This is the last episode of 2016. And just before the break, I was talking about episode 95, the ebb and flow of female and male ejaculation. I started to talk about why we don't love our body, and I started to talk about the spectrum of body relationship. I realized that actually all these information was from episode 96 on November 10th, how to start loving your body even if you don't like it. And this was with Nina Mendelsohn. And Nina Mendelsohn is a body expert. Let me look at my notes. Okay, she is a certified psychology of eating teacher and holistic health coach. I really love the episode because Nina did a really good job of giving us a lot of information in a very short amount of time. Sometimes with my guests, because, you know, it's been 2 years, I didn't start out being a very good host or interviewer. However, over time, I've learned, like, sometimes it's hard. Guests don't really have much things to say. They don't really know their work so well. They're trying to establish themselves. And so sometimes it's like pulling teeth. And Nina was quite different. Nina was really generous with her information and content. And she gave us a lot of information in a short time. She talked about the importance of loving our body. She talked about the spectrum of body relationships, from body hate all the way to body love. And on some days, you might be in body management. Someday you might be feeling body positive, but body love is a whole different level altogether. Therefore, it's a fluid relationship that we have with ourselves. And a big killer, of course, is self-criticism. So Nina did offer a free content. You can go to Nina, that's N-A-N-A, Mendelsohn, MendelsohnCritic-free, and you can subscribe to her critic-free diet handout. And she is very generous, like I said, and she does have like a support group and stuff going on. So that's Nina Mendelsohn. And just now I didn't give you the website for Sherry Winston, the woman that I did three free YouTube videos later, subsequently after the show. And she is a holistic sexuality teacher. Her website is intimateartcenter.com. And on her website, she also has a lot of freebies. So you will want to go and check out her website for sure. My colleague, Veronica Ravani, you will want to go to her website, which is sexologistvinix.com. That's V-I-X-E-N-N-E.com. So it's sexologistvinix.com, one word. And Myisha Battle is M-Y-I-S-H-A Battle.com. I also just now talked about episode 95, like I mentioned, and this is Don Beck and Gerard Getz, who talked about the ebb and flow of female and male ejaculation. So their website is tantricsacredjourneys.com, one word. So that's tantricsacredjourneys with an S.com. So do check out their website, because a lot of times what's happening is a lot of teachers are now providing free sex education and information and resources and videos. And this is a good way to explore and learn about their work before you decide whether you want to work with them. So definitely check that out. Okay, now we're moving on to episode 97, and that's on November 17, What Really Matters About Real Estate. In that show, I had Matt Parker. He is a real estate broker who has studied the interpersonal and emotional effects that your real estate has on your life. He's a real estate broker in Seattle, Washington, and he's an award-winning real estate agent. He has had award-winning books, and his book, Real Estate, The Real Estate Sex Secrets, a 2015 Best Real Estate Book, and has been ranked number one on Amazon in the real estate sales category. And he's very well accomplished, as I mentioned. And so this is his award. He's been awarded a 5-star professional, Seattle's best real estate agent, 7 times. and is a member of the Institute for Luxury Home Marketing, as well as a certified luxury home marketing specialist and a member of the Million Dollar Guild. So I enjoyed having him on the show. The show always explores the link between sexuality and spirituality, and I wanted something quite different, talking about his attitude towards how this affects our personal life. And he didn't talk too much about sex, because, you know, he's after all a real estate broker and he has to maintain his professional image. But he did talk about his take on spirituality, and he believes that being in nature is spiritual, and that was really beautiful insight from him. If you're interested to find out more about Matt Parker, you can go to his website, mattcparker.com. And it was an interesting show, like I mentioned. And episode 98, I had a very, very, very different guest, a very unusual guest. She's Singaporean Chinese, and she is in some way or another involved in sexuality education in Singapore. She's not my competitor. She's a very different person. She's an author, and she's a YouTube star. She really is. Episode 92, November 24, the title was Revealing the Scarlet Queen, Sex, BDSM, Minions, and Roleplay. So Avril, as a new friend of mine, I was introduced to her, and she has her own YouTube channel called Scarlet Queen, BDSM Roleplay. And in this roleplay, she basically reads excerpts from her two books, and these are thriller novels. She reads from them, and she imagines that everybody who's watching her is her minion. Everybody out there is her slave. And so she does this little roleplay thing, and her YouTube channel has been viewed more than 2 million times. So for whatever it is, whatever you think about YouTube or whatever you think about BDSM or roleplay, it's definitely an eye-opener. It's interesting, okay? So do check out her YouTube channel. So in that show, she talks about her work. She talks about her... She went on a little bit of a rampage about how she feels about the environment, and I was really moved by that, actually, because it shows that she's a passionate person who cares about a lot more than just what you think is surface level. She also explains what is BDSM really well in that episode. As you can tell, I listened to that show, and I just started off, you know, wanting to listen to part of it, but time went by really quickly, and I found myself listening to the entire episode. She read an excerpt from her book, I believe, and she's definitely interesting, okay? So I recommend this, if not anything, for anybody who is not exposed to BDSM, who thinks this is weird, just listen to what she has to say. And it's definitely an eye-opener. Remember, she's Singaporean, she's Chinese, and this is really quite different and unusual in our culture, because we don't have much sex education, and yet somehow Avril found her way to discovering herself and her powers, and released two very popular books, and is the owner of a very popular YouTube channel. So do check out her show. In episode 99, I was back from Philippines with my teacher, Laurie Handlers. Oh yeah, so I forgot to mention that Eero did her show by herself because I was in Philippines. So on December 1, I was back from Philippines with my teacher, Laurie Handlers, who teaches Tantra. And she was doing the show next to me. And this was the first time that I had a guest who was next to me in my bedroom studio. And that show, we talked about getting to bliss in your life. In having Laurie Handlers, of course, it was an honor. She is an international sex educator and teacher. She's also a film producer and the author of the book Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. In her She has her own radio show called Sex and Happiness as well. And this radio show has been going on for 10 years. And her website is butterflyworkshops.com. Because she's my teacher, I can tell you that she has a lot of things that I'm really interested in. I'm really proud of her. I'm really proud that I'm associated with her. And it was a really good show because she explained what is bliss, and she talks about how it is definitely more than sacred sexuality, and that there are ways to make yourself high or to reach orgastic or orgasmic states through breath, sound, and movement. So she goes into them quite a bit, and so she gives quite a lot, actually. And even just from listening to this show, you will be able to get a very good insight into the basics of Tantra. I recommend that you listen to episode 99 on December 1, Getting to Bliss in Your Life with Laurie Handless. You can find this episode by doing a very quick Google search, Eros Evolution at a Glance. Just by clicking that link, you'll get to my page that takes you through every single episode from the last 2 years. So you scroll down and then you can see the episode. Or if you want, you can do a Control F and then you'll be able to find that particular episode. Okay. Because I was from Philippines, came back to Singapore for a week, ran some workshops with Laurie Handless, and then we went off to India. So while I was in India, I realized that we had really bad connection. So for December 8th show, I asked for a replay of episode 89, which is my best sex stories, because it was popular. So there was no show per se on December 8th. It was just a replay. And that pretty much brings us to all the different episodes short of two. So there are two more episodes that I will talk more about after this break. So stay tuned to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Welcome back to the last 15 minutes of today's show. And so far today, I've been summarizing all the past 13 episodes of today's show, of Eros Evolution, the past 13 episodes. And this is the seventh recap, and this would make it episode 102. Wow! Okay, so let's talk about the other episodes left. There are two more episodes. In episode 100 on December 15, because I was in India, so I got my colleague, Dr. Tanjanika Kuskut, to talk about whatever she wanted to talk about. And I listened to the entire show as well. And the show title was Beaten to Greatness, Turning Adversity into Success. And you wouldn't be able to tell from the show title what exactly the show was about. But I can tell you, having listened to it, that in the show, she talks about how she and her sister were sexually and physically abused growing up, and how she overcame her very difficult, traumatic experience, how she survived and overcame adversity, and her advice for all of us out there to reemerge with more power and growth than we had ever anticipated. So this was a very vulnerable and very, very brave episode. I was very moved that Dr. Tanjanika Kuskut, or Dr. Tangi, shared her personal story. She had only had that revelation the previous week that her sister was also sexually abused, and so she blamed herself for it. And it's really difficult time that she must have gone through growing up. So very vulnerable, very beautiful, very precious episode that she offered to us. And if you know her, you would never have guessed that she had that past, because she's so beautiful, she's vibrant, she's sexy, she's happy. And it just goes to show that you really cannot tell the stories that we have. And so that's episode 100 on December 15. I'm not going to, you know, go so much into the episode, because it's really more of a personal story rather than, these are the three takeaways. It's very, very personal, and it's different. It's going to be different for different people. So I recommend that you listen to that show if you have gone through a similar experience, or you want to get some inspiration, or if you know of people who have been sexually or physically abused. It's important to know that there are people out there that have survived it. And it's also important to hear positive stories. And in a lot of times, I find victims of sexual abuse, they still keep playing the same story in their head. And it's understandable, because that's kind of our way of trying to make sense of what happened. We're still trying to process it. And it's very important to have positive stories. And so Dr. Tangi's show is one of them. I really feel that it can be a very healing show for people who had gone through similar experiences. So that's episode 100. Like I mentioned earlier, the show title is called Beaten to Success, Turning Adversity into Success. Sorry, Beaten to Greatness, Turning Adversity into Success. And you can find all my shows by doing a Google search, Arrows Evolution at a Glance. You get to the page, you can do a Control F, and you can look for episode 100. Okay, last week, on December 22, feels like ages ago, on December 22nd, I talked about sexuality trainings for 2017. Because it's year end, you know, sometimes people are on holiday and stuff. So I got back from India and I decided to talk about my show. I had originally scheduled EJ Love, the Tantra escort, but 15 minutes into the show, due to poor sound quality, we decided to postpone her show to a later date. So I'll be getting her back on the show next year. And decided to change the show into something else. So that's when I decided to talk about sexuality trainings. These are trainings that perhaps you might want to think of going for. During the show, I talked about ISTA, that stands for International School of Temple Arts. That was a training that I went for in India. So I talked about ISTA level 1 that I attended. I talked about sexological bodywork training that I had attended. It is a very intensive professional training. I also talked about Urban Tantra that I had attended. I talked about Sex Coach U. And towards the last part of the show, just maybe one or two sentences, I talked about Inner Voyage. Inner Voyage is an online training that I had taken. It's actually a certificate on teaching meditation. So it's a training for people who are interested to teach meditation, or maybe go to the next level in their meditation practice. Inner Voyage actually taught me the different types of meditation in a very clear, succinct way, and then gave me the syllabus in order to conduct meditation training should I want to. So this is a very interesting program that I attended previously. So they have certificate in teaching meditation, they have a diploma in teaching meditation, they have niche meditations that you could have, like for instance for people who have chronic pain. So they do have niche meditations as well that they offer. And remember, all these things that I was mentioning in the show are teachings and trainings that you could subscribe to or consider attending. Some of them are at professional level and some of them are not. For instance, like Ista Level 1 is not for professionals. Inner Voyage is not for professionals. Urban Tantra that I attended was for professionals, but the person who runs it, Barbara Carellas, who was one of my teachers who I've had on this show, she has different versions of Urban Tantra. She has the one-day experience, she has the weekend experience, and then she has the seven-day experience for professionals, and that was the one that I went for. So Urban Tantra is really good because Barbara Carellas is very, very mindful to make sure that her languaging and her teaching is gender neutral. And this is very important for some people. For us, who are, a lot of us are born heterosexual and we are cisgender, which means we identify with the sexual orientation that sexual identity that we were born with. We are comfortable with our sexuality. So it does may not occur to a lot of people that it's very important as sex educators to use gender neutral pronouns, and I myself is guilty of not being totally mindful of it all the time. So there you have it, all 13 episodes of Eros Evolution over the last few months since September. And next week I'm going to have Frank. And the show title is Seeding the Sexual Renaissance. And he is one of the faculty member of ISTA. And I have never met him, but I know of his work. And he's going to be talking about the script around sex, love, and relating. He talks about, he's going to be talking about the rise of the sacred feminine. This is this term that has become very popular over the last few years, since 2012. And many people are not quite sure what that means. He also acknowledges and supports the new awakening masculine and reminds us of the natural flow of love. So if you're interested to find out what sexual renaissance means, then do stay tuned to next week's episode of Eros Evolution. So I'm very curious, what do you think about my shows and my guests and my program? And having listened to maybe one or all or most of or some of the shows that I've had over the last 2 years, what feedback do you have for me? What feedback? I want to hear your thoughts, your questions, your comments, your suggestions. Who else should I be having on this show? A lot of times I have been getting sex educators because I am connected to a lot of them, and I myself am interested to get to know them. And through my show, I'm reaching out to more people, getting to know more friends around the world, many of whom I've never met in person. And this show has really helped me to learn and also to grow from there, and also make new friends. For instance, I would never have been able to meet Matt Parker, who is a real estate broker in Massachusetts, in Seattle, because I have no reason to go to Seattle and I have no reason to buy real estate in Seattle. And so I would never have been able to meet Matt if not for the show. So it's things like that that makes me really appreciate the show for what it is. And you can help me make it better by telling me what you want to hear, what you like to hear, what you like to learn. And I will do my best to make it happen for you. So do drop me an email, and you can find me at eroscoaching.com. you can email me at drmasterlee@arrowscoaching.com. And do know that most of the time when I have a guest, I'm promoting their work, I'm helping them promote their website, their link, and their freebies. But I actually have a lot of stuff that I offer as well. I'm a sex coach. I'm a sexologist. I have a doctorate in human sexuality. I have trainings in coaching, life coaching, in practical counseling, in sex therapy. I've been in practice for 7 years. I also have training in relationship coaching. I could call myself a relationship coach, a life coach, all kinds of different titles, but I choose to identify as a sexologist because that's actually my biggest passion. As of October this year, I started my master's in counseling with Monash University. It's Australia. It's in Australia. And my degree that I'm taking right now is kind of like a distance learning degree with the faculty actually from Australia coming to Singapore for every module. And I'm going to be able to get this master's in counseling in a year's time. So if you're interested to work with me, do check out my website, arrowscoaching.com. I'm available via Skype. In the meantime, happy belated Christmas and definitely happy, happy, happy New Year. Goodbye and have a happy New Year.